The toll after nearly 2 months of violent anti-Christian persecution in India's Orissa state has reached 59 dead and 50,000 persons displaced. The Secretary General of the All India Christian Council, Dr. John Dayal, told us that the violence is an attempt by the Bharatiya Janata Party to polarize the people of India ahead of a general election due for early 2009.
It just wants an enemy. Any enemy would do. It could be the Sikhs once, become the Muslims, today is the Christians. As long as you have an enemy to beat with, you can tell the other group that we are your defenders and we are the protectors of the faith. But there is a strong undercurrent of anti-Christian sentiment which has been quite deliberately encultured and aggravated over the years by this party. The agenda is quite clear. They have made a difference between what they say Hinduism, Buddhism and Sikhism as religions born whose founders were born in India, and Christianity and Islam whose founders they say were born not in India. And they do not want any of these non-Indic religions to thrive or even to exist. So we are actually facing the threat of a pogrom, a cleansing, like we have never faced in our history. And you would notice, of course, as any historian would tell you, Christianity is 2,000 years old in India, which means India is one of the homelands of Christianity, as much as Constantinople or Rome, perhaps older.